A growing body of research shows that play is fundamental to children's development. It promotes social interaction, exploration, creativity. Yet schools across the country have been reducing the amount of time kids get for recess. Now, some schools are pushing back, and they're getting help from a nonprofit organization that works with children in low-income areas. As NPR's Eric Westervelt reports, these schools are embracing playtime as a key part of the learning process.
A third-grade boy with a faux hawk, a spiky, hair gel-created mohawk, pummels a plastic tetherball with focused intensity. It's recess at Ruby Bridges Elementary School in Alameda, a city on a small island next to Oakland, California. Tetherball is just one of more than half a dozen recess playstations on the school's sprawling cement playground. There's also wall ball, basketball, capture the flag, sharks and minnows, a jungle gym, and several games of tag. Before the tag whistle blows, some second graders reach for the microphone.
My name is Heaven Benjamin, and I'm popular.
Hi, my name is Rahab.
You're on the radio.
Yeah, I'm on the radio.
Ready?
The children get recess time help from Coach Kenny Wong, who's with the nonprofit group Playworks, which works with low-income area schools in California and across the U.S. Kenny's organizing a freewheeling, high-energy game of tag called Everyone's It.
And there's a lot of running involved, which during like stretches or running laps, kids will just hate running laps, but once the game starts, like they'll just go nonstop.
It's a way to get them to run without really telling them it's run time.
Right.
Ruby Bridges Elementary has embraced expanded recess, going beyond California's mandate of 400 minutes a month, as an important tool to help promote a healthy lifestyle and to help kids focus back in class, says Principal Jan Goodman.
It's totally important for me to educate the whole child, and the body is part of the whole child. And that's what Playworks does. It teaches you to work as a team and not always be concerned with winning. So send the whole Congress to Playworks, and maybe the budget wouldn't be stalled.
Goodman says the Playworks coach and program have also helped reduce playground conflicts through old school games. When a dispute breaks out, Coach Kenny and the teachers first try to promote rock, paper, scissors to resolve it.
What beats rock?
Scissors!
What beats rock?
Paper!
About 70% of Ruby Bridges' 600 students qualify for free or reduced lunch. Some come from Alameda Point, one of the five poorest neighborhoods in the Bay Area. Fourth and fifth grade teacher Barry Savin says some of the kids don't have a totally safe and secure place to play outside back in their neighborhoods. In addition, parents might not emphasize outdoor playtime after school. He says the Playworks program has been a huge boost.
It allows them to have a structured place in which they can go play games and have fun. A lot of it's stressed on teamwork and cooperation, and hopefully those things will carry on.
Savin and other teachers work with the Playworks coach to encourage every child, including any physically challenged kids, to take part in some kind of semi-structured game at recess. And Coach Kenny has trained some three dozen kids across the school to serve as junior coaches to take a leadership role. They help organize, resolve conflicts, and clean up. I asked third grade junior coaches Nada, Nicholas, Isaac, and Muhammad about their jobs.
It's a big responsibility.
Why is recess for you guys important?
Because we get to leave 2 minutes early from our class.
And that's not the reason, because we get a break, we get to have a little bit of fun after finishing our work, and we have to finish our work so we can do junior coach duty.
We have an assembly.
All right. Thanks, guys. You got assembly, you got to go.
The school helps partially pay for the program, which costs about $30,000 a year, with federal money targeting low-income areas. One educator who supports the program said the very fact that Playworks exists is a sad testament to how some schools and neighborhoods have de-emphasized play and recess as kids ramp up screen time on tablets and smartphones.
Boys and girls, spread out and listen for the whistle.
Eric Westervelt, NPR News.
All Things Considered continues in a moment.